Hello and welcome to the Talking Outsourcing podcast. My name is Mark Kobayashi Hillary. In this podcast, I'm talking with Robert Jansen, who is a representative of Brazil IT. Brazil IT is a government-sponsored organization that promotes the IT and high-tech service industry in Brazil. We talked about a number of issues related to working with Brazil, and Robert recounted some of the information that he'd been talking about at the recent NASSCOM conference in India, where he was a keynote speaker. We were at NASSCOM. We were both at NASSCOM recently in India, and you were presenting on Brazil and Brazilian technology in particular. So maybe it would be a good idea if you just introduced the stuff that you were presenting to the NASSCOM audience first.
Very well. I am one of the project coordinators for Brazil IT, which is a Brazilian government effort to promote the export of software and information technology worldwide. I specifically handle the outsourcing vertical. This program on Brazil IT is actually separated right now in 15 different verticals, which are normally tied to specific business expertise, if you will, that Brazil has, such as in the financial industry or telecom industry or oil and gas. And we're showcasing Brazil IT outsourcing at NASSCOM as one of key potential partners with the Indian companies when they're looking to address nearshore projects in the United States, or when they're looking to address how can they tap into the Brazilian growth market as well. Brazil has a very diversified economy, about 40 strong industry segments, which then translates into more business acumen, which is more and more key when you're outsourcing projects that eventually at the end of the day will tie into business process and business output. Now, considering also the fact that this economic turmoil, or should we say tsunami, is affecting every corner of the globe, we also think that the Brazilian IT outsourcing offer is very instrumental for anyone looking for a standardization of global delivery and also a specification in certain areas in which Brazil excels. For instance, SAP implementation. Brazil has a very strong knowledge base on SAP implementation, and not only that, but also tied in with business expertise, meaning having SAP implementations done in the oil and gas industry, telecom industry, finance industry, retail industry, and so forth. So basically, we're out there telling the audience at NASSCOM that whenever they're looking at the global scheme with a global binocular, to be able to see a new light on their radar screen, which reflects the Brazilian landmass, if you will.
Okay, and so would you say then that the Indian companies or the other companies that you've been talking to, are they mainly focused on information technology then, rather than the IT enabled services like BPO, for example?
Well, we are positioning ourselves more in the IT BPO sector, just because we know that that pretty much is a one race when you're talking just plain information technology or application development. Those are very much so, cost-based. And when you look at low-cost-based operations, India is a very hard app to follow. Now, when we're talking about IT BPO implementations, when you need more business expertise, and when some of these BPO projects also require time zone proximity, geographical proximity, or even cultural proximity, Brazil becomes a very strong player. Also, there's a trend that we see that people are more efficient and intelligent about looking at cost structuring. And when you look at more of outpost-based pricing or result-oriented pricing, Brazil is very, very competitive as well.
Okay. And so Do you see then that the market in Brazil, is it developing more along the lines of multinational companies that are perhaps setting up captives there to interact with the US market? Or do you see a lot of development of the local IT and software market, you know, actual suppliers?
Well, you definitely see a lot of large corporations establishing captive centers here. And you also see the movement of local industry trying to become a global player. Brazil is really Achilles tendon at this point right now is having the same easy access to capital as do other players in other regions of the world have, such as India or such other Asian destinations as well. And this is where right now there's a big effort by the Brazilian government through the public policies and also through the National Social and Economic Development Bank, called BNDES, and try to help these companies, Brazilian local companies, to grow through more rapid policies and strategies, such as mergers and acquisitions, through a consolidation effort.
Right.
So then we create more muscle to be a global player. Our problem is not expertise. Yes, we do have a need for a greater communication to the world as where our competitiveness lies. But furthermore, we also need to team up with other partners that have capabilities of accessing capital fairly more easily.
Okay, and so then assuming that the supplier segment actually starts to pick up and some of the companies can get this government support and investment, do you see the Brazilian IT market then potentially supporting European customers as well?
Actually, that's an interesting question, Mark, because, the panel that we were assigned to present at NASCOM, they actually gave us 10 minutes to present our case for our country. I actually decided to spend only 5 minutes on that, and with the other five, introduce a new concept, which is based on first customer intimacy and current need due to the economic scenario, and also the need for a more of a standardization over global delivery. And we call it an initiative that, named Global Business Value Alliance, in which we're trying to bring together all the industry association and governmental agencies worldwide that have the mandate to promote their countries of destination to sit at a table and identify common areas in which we can all help each other in securing a more growth for the market. Specifically, when we're talking about trying to create new guidelines of business performance improvement that can be repeated worldwide, and also the fact that as we move forward to more and more customer intimacy and outsourcing brand having to become more of a partner rather than just a vendor, that will require positioning in the front line, wherever this front line may lie. So that requires local partners. That requires a common basis of understanding of what business value is to the client and how everyone can accommodate that on a global scale.
Yeah.
So yes, I eventually see that Brazil can also cater to the European market, specifically because it has strong expertise in given areas in which there is not really strong competition by other suppliers, such as the finance, such as oil and gas and telecommunications.
Okay, so yeah, definitely then you foresee that that sort of expertise and experience will actually outweigh the time zone advantage. So it won't always be marketed as a destination that can support the U.S.
Yeah, the time zone obviously comes very much into play. We just came out of a current market study we conducted in the U.S. market specifically and trying to understand what are the changes occurring now due to the economic downturn. And one of the things that we have been able to identify is that many companies that before were resistant to adopting outsourcing strategies now are having to face that reality because cost cutting in the near term is mandatory. And the only way they can keep certain projects that are critical, mission critical alive is by outsourcing them. And when they do that, they're more keen in outsourcing to where they believe, or their first perception, is that there will be least trouble or least points of distinction, meaning that somewhere where it's closer, a culture that is very similar, and where I will probably not see big waves in front of me, just a few ripples, if you follow me.
Yeah, absolutely. So basically, although the industry in the United States is facing a lot of uncertainty at the moment, that could actually be driving a wave of outsourcing, and it's highly likely that it will be closer to home than South Asia.
Yeah, I think the closer to home will be something that's going to happen regardless of where you are and where you're catering your market or focusing your markets. And that's why actually we are proposing a global business value alliance, because close to home will be a mandate in the future. You're going to do this through a tier of partners, but eventually the client is being addressed. He wants to have timely proximity. It's not only being close, it's also being readily available. You know, pick up the phone and you're there.
Yeah.
More and more, because the customer, there's a gentleman at NASCOM, I can't remember his name, but I sat at his panel, and I thought that he was brilliant in saying two key things in the future now will be driving corporations in choosing their outsourcing vendors. And that was customer intimacy, and that not meaning them taking me out to lunch or dinner, but knowing about their problem more than they actually do. And second, thought leadership. This gentleman is a CIO, a Chief of Innovation Officer for CSC. I probably can find his name and then later on email it to you.
Okay.
But he mentioned those two key issues, and I believe that he's right, because as more and more we have to become a partner of our clients, that means we have to understand more of their business, even more than they actually do, about their environment, about their competition, and so forth. And thought leadership, you understand it so much more well than they do, that they'll follow you in whatever policy you deem that's will be successful.
So do you think then that, I mean, from what you were saying about the creation of this network of trade associations, that we're actually looking at an era where nearshoring, or what the analysts used to term nearshoring, is actually going to become much more important then?
Yeah, for whatever is not commodity based and there's business value, absolutely.
Yeah. So provided it for the sort of commodified, lower value, very easy to define tasks, they can essentially still go to any location, provided it's lowest cost. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. That's exactly how I see it. I see as we move into more specialized BPO, KPO, we're talking about nearshore combined with a strategic alliance that can have different settings in different places of the world. But that front line needs to be occupied with a very close nearshore operation. And this is where actually we're taking Brazil IT, for the Brazil IT's program, which is establishing these strong beachheads in these other given markets. We're starting with the U.S. first, and then we'll move on to Europe and Asia, and also Middle East. But we call them the front-end delivery platform, in which we can provide our business IT companies with entire logistics from A to Z, and how that he actually generates a lead, qualifies a lead, and then moves forward into closing business, and then implementing the projects.
Okay, that's great. What do you see then as the key issues or trends then for Brazil IT in the year ahead?
Well, key issues, one is the government policy needs to be upgraded from not only how the business plans are devised, but mainly how they are supported by investment, by government investment. In other words, government needs to spend more and more wiser. And wisely, it's not a question of how to generate leads. It's a question of actually positioning Brazil in the key aspects of the key value propositions that it brings to the table. A lot of people know that Brazil IT now is a factor out there, but they just know why and how. What does Brazil come in to play for? You know, what are they all about? And this is where I think we need to spend more time. And second is access to easy capital so we can consolidate more rapidly our best of breed companies, and they can be a global player as well. Those are the two key issues I see right now.
Thanks for downloading the Talking Outsourcing podcast. For more information about my blog on computing, go to computing.co.uk. And for more information about my other writing and work, go to www.markhillary.com. Thanks for listening.